Yeah, since you're 94 years old.
His aunt. My goodness. Now you do, if she's your aunt, you do have a lot of...
Well, she's not really my aunt. She's my uncle's wife, and he's dead, but she's got all them children.
Well, she's your aunt by marriage.
Yeah, my aunt. I call her my aunt.
Now, relatives, though, wouldn't necessarily mean a closer relationship than kin folks.
No, I wouldn't say.
Okay. Somebody says, is that man related to you? You'd say, no, he's no
kin to me.
When someone says stranger, do you think of a stranger as being someone that you don't know?
So yeah, more like that would be what I'd think.
All right, now what about a foreigner?
Well, I'd say that if I seen a foreigner, I'd think he's from another country. It wasn't close around me.
Okay, now a foreigner could be a stranger.
Yeah.
Or would be a stranger, yeah, probably. But not necessarily. A foreigner could be a friend.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. But a stranger, it would just be someone you
didn't know.
All right. I want to see how they pronounce some things in this part of the country. And this isn't a Bible quiz, but maybe there's a way of getting this. Like Jesus' mother was named
Mary.
Okay. And do you remember... Lazarus had two sisters, and they were Mary and
Martha.
Okay. The first book of the New Testament is
Matthew.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The New. Okay. Now, there's an old song that says, "Wait till the sun shines."
Never.
Right. That's not biblical. If you had a son named William, when he was very small, you might have called him
Bill.
Or
Billy, yeah.
Okay. If you went to the door and there was a man standing there, you might come back and say, to Mrs. Williams, there's a, at the door, there's a...
Stranger.
All right, would you ever say, gentleman?
Yeah, gentleman outside. I might call him a gentleman. I don't know what I would have meant.
Okay. Are there any words used for a woman teacher to refer to a woman teacher as opposed to a man teacher?
No, I don't think so. There's just...
You remember the days when they called them school moms?
I've heard of them schools, people talking about school mom, but I don't. We call them school teachers when I first went.
Okay. If you knew a person named Cooper, and he had a wife, he would be Mr. Cooper. She would be
Miss Cooper.
All right. And if you said that slowly, would you say it any differently?
No, I don't think so. It's Miss Cooper.
Okay,
Mr. Cooper.
Beg your pardon?
I said Miss Cooper.
Or you said something else.
Or Mr. Cooper.
Oh. Would you ever say Mrs. Cooper? If you said it slowly?
Might say Mrs.
Does that sound not really natural to you? Look at your face, it doesn't look like you think that sounds very natural. Okay.
I've got to set my way. I've been here a long time.
They've come out with that new MS now, you know, for women, whether they're single or married. They're going to pronounce that Ms., I think. All right, what about a preacher, for example, who is untrained and part-time?
Well, he would just be a part-time preacher or a supply preacher, something like that.
Okay, what about a jackleg preacher?
No, I wouldn't know. We don't talk like that.
Did you ever hear one called a jackleg lawyer?
Yeah,